We are here in Southern California. It's a beautiful day. We just had lunch outside. Some of us had fruit plates. The rest of us had pork carnitas or something like that. How was your pork?
Oh, I had a Mexican dish.
That's right.
I don't know what it's called, but you eat a little bit of dough rolled up with it, you know.
Like a tortilla?
Tortilla. It's a tortilla. I enjoyed it.
It's good.
The meals here are just meals for a king and queen. Mm-hmm. Out of this world.
Well, I think...
Do you like your food?
Yeah, it's great.
Okay.
Yeah, we had a fruit plate.
I'm so glad you come.
It was fantastic. You know, I wanted to ask you a little bit about your birthday party.
It was fabulous.
What the... I mean, I know that you'd been planning it for a long time. Was there... Well, first of all, you were celebrating your sweet 16?
93rd birthday. And when I began to learn to dance about a year ago, because I danced at the two young people's wedding, and I never danced before, and I learned. And so we meet every Friday. And so I said, I looked at the calendar and says, well, my 93rd birthday is the 9th of April. And that's on a Friday. I mean, on the 8th of April is on a Friday. I said, why not have a birthday party? So I started thinking and dreaming, and I'd wake up, well, why not? Consider it like a wake or like a celebration that all my family would do if they came together if I had died.
Yeah, it's kind of a living wake.
A living wake.
Yeah.
And we had a fabulous time. We had about 125 people come, I guess. And they all signed a guest book, and I visualized everyone and breathed the prayer for them. When I got in my jacuzzi that afternoon, I took my book along, and
oh, cool.
There it is, and here's their names. And of course, the book they signed last year, 2 years ago, about 36 names are no longer here. Mm. That many have changed. I mean, they've gone to heaven, or they've disappeared, or they've finished out their lifespan. Life is such a rich, wonderful gift. And you remember the story I told about Emily. Emily in Thurber's play, he says, he has a play called Our Town. And the little girl, Emily, she sleeps on the couch, and they pick her up and put her in her room, and when she wakes up, she says, gee, where am I? I'm in my own bed. And so that's the way death is. We go to sleep here, and we wake up in some other form of accretional life. I don't know what it is. Mystery, but it's wonderful. And so I've had it now. Now I act like I'm dead, and I'm still living.
Well, that gives you a lot of freedom.
Well, I can throw things away that I know the children wouldn't want, and we mailed all those scrapbooks that Carolyn made to the churches.
Oh, you did? You mailed those off?
Well, they're laying there. I don't want to crash it. They're in the floor. I'm going to mail them to the churches, and it shows the segment of life in the church library when Carol and I were privileged to be the pastor. So
it was
a fabulous party. I can't, words escape me to really express what I felt about that kind of a party. And it just was, everyone was so thoughtful, and to dance, and then to have your film, the CD you made.
Yeah.
Everybody was excited. The CD made me realize what modern film does. It puts a total new dimension. Here I am. I'm up there on the screen. You get my feelings. And yet I'm here. It's and one of these days, the body's just alone, and we throw it away. You sure? It's very, very necessary. Right. I'm using it right now, and it's still in pretty good shape. But it's I'm just grateful, and thank you, you who responded to my grandson's letter. I love this thought, the Global Village. We're all together as brothers and sisters. Now I preach the sermon. Go ahead.
Hey, this is like you said. You get to start a new chapter every time. Whenever you like, you can start a new chapter. So if you want to preach more now, hey, I'm all for it.
I don't want to. I just am thrilled with the experience of life. But Emily in that play, and there are a lot of people dead, and they're buried up on the hillside. And you have these chairs in the play, and they're wishing that the people down on earth could become more concerned about each other and not pass them by. Not. Life is too short. Touch people. Hear their sound. Try to visualize yourself in their shoes. And Emily comes, and she can't get back. So the play ends, the Thurber play on Our Town ends with Emily so feeling so sad that people waste too much of their time on the earth. And they pass other people, they get too concerned about this or that. And people are the most important thing in the world.
You seem to be pretty good at remembering what's important in life.
I try.
Do you have any tips for people that get caught up in their the unimportant stuff? Is there something you remind yourself, or maybe your daily jacuzzi?
Daily jacuzzi is where I pray for each member of our tribe, and visualize and say I pray for the will of the best things in life to come to you as you make choices today with your friends, with your attitudes, with your investment of your time to make a living. And I've always tried to live by the four ideas. Every 24 hours, I think, should have some work in it, some worship, some love, and some play.
That's a great guideline.
Four things. What's more important than that? And you have a holistic look at life. I read a little Buddhism. I can't remember what I read this morning. And I read a little, and I read my own New Testament. And I'm just thrilled. And I'm at the right place in my cocoon. And you know what a cocoon is.
That's right.
I graduate from this into another form of life.
Metamorphosis.
Like a butterfly.
That's right. Well, I like the color of your wings now, so I can't imagine what's next in your evolution. It certainly will be an adventure.
Well, we touched one another. We hugged a lot at the party.
Yeah, there was lots of hugging, lots of dancing, lots of singing even. It was a joyous celebration.
I'm glad. And you kids made it all possible.
It was great. Well, speaking of joyous celebrations and hugging, it is Tuesday. It's now close to 1:15. So thank you for your patience. But it also means that it's time for a Hug Nation global hug. So let's grab ourselves by the shoulders, give ourselves a squeeze. Let Grandpa's words kind of echo in our head as we remember to focus on those interactions with people in our lives and the voices of other people, and how the miracle in every interaction is what makes life so rich. The tapestry of our lives is made up of interactions, and let's try to make the stitches that we encounter with other people, when people look back at their life quilt, let's try to make our stitches be loving ones and vibrant and full of life and acceptance. And so let's give ourselves a squeeze. Let's project out to all the people around the world that we can't see. Let's project our when we squeeze those shoulders we're squeezing are the hugs of our neighbors, people down the street, across the room, across the country, and across the world. And as feeling those arms that are squeezing you aren't your arms. Those are the arms from all over the world, the people that would rather hug you than hurt you. And take one moment and let go of the news and let go of the pundits and know that there are people all over the world, brothers and sisters, who love and feel and cry and laugh and hug. So let's take a moment just to visualize that hug all around the world.
You.
Thank you very much.
Shalom.
Thank you for joining us on this Hug Nation. Next Tuesday we will have a break. Grandpa is going to Hawaii. So if you're cruising around Kauai and you see a white-haired man who is probably chasing some tropical bird, say hello. Otherwise, we'll see you in 2 weeks. And for another Hug Nation, please feel free to love and hug in the absence of a broadcast. We will be hugging at 1 o'clock next Tuesday, as we always do. Even if you don't see us and hear us, give yourself a squeeze, project that love. We'll see you in 2 weeks. We love you.
Great. Amazing miracle and mystery.